In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. I'm excited to study the book of 1 Peter and 2 Peter with you. I don't know if we have time to do 2 Peter. I will try to focus on 1 Peter first. You know that in New Testament, it started with four Gospels. I bet you know the author, right? And then followed by a book of Acts, written by Luke. So if you want to introduce your Gentile friends to study Bible, you can introduce them to read book of Luke first, then followed by book of Acts, because they are dedicated for Gentile people. And after this book, those books, and it comes down to Paul's line later. Paul was Pharisees, very talented, gifted in many ways, especially with his hands. So he wrote more than 10 letters. And then after Pauline letters, Baoluo Shuxin, followed by Pauline letters, is general letters, Yiban Shuxin. Now general letters, they are books written by James, Paul, Peter, and so on, right? So this is a general letter. So 1 Peter is considered one of the general letters. Peter probably write two books only, huh? 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Actually, he wrote two books only. That's come to 1 Peter. Let me talk about the author first. 1 Peter, huh? So if you are born in TCC, grow up in RE, you know that Peter is one of the 12 disciples. And Peter was always the one who represent the 12 to speak out. He was a fisherman, and later on he was called by Jesus to become fisher of men. Let's turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Jessica Shea, please read. Jessica, yes. Chapter 5, verse 10, Luke. Is that right? It is right. So Jesus said that from now on you will be fisher of men. Is that right? Okay, sorry, I did not hear you. Please read louder. So you can see that Peter was called when Jesus blessed him with two bowls of fish. And he recognized that Jesus was not anybody. He was the Lord. He was his master. So after he was blessed, he was called. In TCC, many full-time workers, before they came out, they are at their prime time. They received a lot of blessings on earth. And with the Lord's blessing on earth, it was a test to see if you want to give up your boat, your fish, and to follow Jesus full time. If Peter never followed Jesus full time, today none of us will know his name. He will be a known figure in the city of Bethsaida. But he served the Lord. God used him mightily. He assumed a very noble status called apostle. Today, full-time worker, full-time preacher, they are also 使徒的接班人. They are successor of the apostles. So I hope that many of you can be called and come out to become fishermen, just like Peter. And Peter was known as an educated person. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts 4:13. Kyle, can you read? Acts 4:13. Acts 4:13. So other people can tell that Peter was an learned and educated. So today, probably what, elementary school degree? I don't know, junior high? Oh, to those PhD, this kind of degree is nothing. But because of their boldness and their eloquency and their power of speaking, people recognize that they have followed Jesus Christ. Bible scholars discovered that 1 Peter and 2 Peter, they are written with with very elegant Greek language. I study very fundamental Greek, but not really. But again, this is from a Bible scholar. When they read what he wrote, it was beautifully written. So you can see that God's disciple, right? Some of them keep giving up on earthly stuff, like Paul, right? Paul was very gifted and talented. But later on, he says that I'm not going to preach using persuasive words. I'm going to let you know that I only preach Jesus Christ and his cross. So the more he served, the more his earthly stuff was taken away. His followers was taken away. His status was taken away. His possession was taken away. But for some people like Peter, it was keeping adding up to him. A lot of earthly skills was adding up to him, like reading skills. So you can see that God can use all type of person. As long as you prove that you are trustworthy, you are faithful, you are qualified, and God can use you too. Sorry, where are we? Over here. And then later on, Peter became an apostle of Jewish people, just like Paul was an apostle of Gentile people. But even though he was an apostle of Jewish people, he traveled around due to an incident. Let's turn to Acts chapter 12, verse 17. Acts 12, 17. Maybe from 16 to 17. 16 to 17. Jeremy Chu? 16 to 17. Louder, please. He departed and went to the other places. Now, because of persecution, he was ready to be taken out, to be beheaded, just like his brother James. His brother James actually really got beheaded, got cut off his head, right, by the king Xu Li Wang here at that time. But we can see that Peter slept soundly in the jail. It's really amazing when he did not receive Holy Spirit. They were so scared. When they did not receive it, they were so scared. They shut the doors. The resurrected Jesus suddenly appeared in the room, but they were still very timid. When Holy Spirit came down on them, they became very brave. They don't care about death because they witnessed with their own eyes. If they die, they will be just like Jesus. In the future, they will ascend to heaven, just like Jesus. So he has peaceful heart, even though he was asleep between two soldiers with chains on. He fell sound asleep. How many of you can sleep between two guys just next to you? Raise your hand. You can do that? You know, nowadays, I rather sleep on the floor. I choose not to sleep with men. Not anymore, because it's so awkward. So sometimes the church arrange a queen-size bed and allow two workers to sleep on it. I say, brother, you can sleep on the bed. I can sleep at the floor. I cannot. I'm spoiled, maybe. The feeling of sleeping with men is very. But can you imagine that Peter was a chain with two soldiers, sleep by him, but he can fall sleep soundly. Even angel shined a light, he was not awakened. He was awakened until angel pat on him, right? Then angel leave him out, and he thought it was a dream. After he totally got free, he realized, wow, it is not a dream. So really, sometimes miracle can happen to you if you serve the Lord faithfully. If your time to die is not there yet, you won't die. So after that event, now he go to Mark's house. Everybody believed chapter 12 was Mark's house. Knocked the door, and people thought it was his ghost, his soul or something, right? And then they went in, and then they came out. They opened the door, and then Peter started to tell them that how angel guide him out of the jail. And then the Bible says he departed to the other places. Where did he go? Where did he go? He go to many, many other places where member live, right? Now, he traveled with his wife. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5. I'm sorry, it's not 9. Let me see. Oh, 1 Corinthians, sorry. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 9, verse 5. 1 Corinthians 9, 5. Annabelle? 5. Yeah, Paul was telling Church of Corinth, do we not have a right to bring our wife to travel around just like Peter? And who else? And James, the Lord's brother. They bring their wife along with them to travel to different places to preach, right? So we can see that today, you can see some preacher, when they come to USA, they bring along with their wife to come. But some indeed travel along. But Peter, because he became a worldly evangelist, he traveled around along with his wife. So today, Pastor Yue Wenquan, right, share about you shall pray for your marriage. If you want to serve the Lord, your marriage is very important. You got to find a helper. Helper means that she always pray for you. She can allow you to travel and still take good care of the house. You know, she can be married, but many times live like a widow because you're not home. But not widow. It's half widow, not half widow, but... It's, yeah, you shall find someone that is able to really have the same mind and same heart to serve the Lord. Even though you want to serve as a council member, even though you want to serve, not full-time, but to dedicate your life, I think spouse support is also very important. So elder say that God do not only choose worker, God also choose the wife for worker. And I believe in it. Because without your better half to support you, yeah, it's very difficult. When I go to Hawaii, I remember there was a dictionary that says that it was the wife make a what? Make a man? Make a husband? Meaning that really a wife is very important to the husband. Okay. Sorry. Let's talk about the structure. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1. Now you know who is the author? Before I go to structure, there's one thing I want to share. Sorry. I want to share this slide first. So we know that Peter was chosen around the year of 33, right? Because Jesus came out to preach, around 30 to 33. Because some people say that the calendar was 3 years, 3 years differences. So people say the year zero is supposed to be Jesus' birthday. But others were saying that it should be supposed to be year three, right? But doesn't matter. The timing difference is not that great. So you can see he was chosen about year 33. And then around 41 and 44 to 44, he was jailed. And around 62 to 63, he wrote the first Peter. And 64 to 67, he was murdered. He was, according to the story, he was crucified upside down. Actually, Jesus has already foretold how he was going to die for Jesus. Let's turn to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, verse 18. John 21, verse 18. Lily, from where? From Toronto. 21? 18. Okay, so when you are old, people will, gird you and bring you to where you don't want to go. So, you know, if you learn a lot of story about how work of God died, you realize one thing: how you die is not important. You can die in car accident with cancer. You can die dreadfully, like maybe motorcycle accident, boom, then you die, right? Then people start to realize, how come you die this way? You are the worker of God. But it doesn't matter. You are much better than all the apostles. You are not crucified. You are not like the Asian people, that you are served as a candle, or you're pulled down and you got to burn up. You are not putting in a theater or in a auditorium type of, how do you call it? 竞技场, how do you call it? Colosseum, yes. And you are supposed to fight with lion and you are eaten alive by lion, right? So really in the ancient time, many faithful workers died in a very dreadful way. Some were sold to death, some was burned to death. So sometimes you hear that TCC member die in cancer or die in other ways. The way you die is really not important. It is the value of your life, how God value you in his eyes. So that's how people die. So we assume that he was chosen around year, let's say 33, right? And he died around 64. How long he has been preaching? About 30 years, right? 30 some years, right? Is that right? Is that right? Okay. But this is only for reference. This is only for reference. Let's talk about a structure. If there's a test, I don't know if there's a test. If there's a test, structure will be definitely in the test. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. 1 Peter 1, 1 to 2. 1, 1 to 2. Minvin, can you read? Would you please read? One to two.
Simon Peter, bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have attained little precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Two, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God.
I said, how come we skip a lot of strange names?
Of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit, for
Yeah, this talk about author and greetings, right? Now, there are many names over here. Where are they? It's over here, right? Can you see? Let me see if I can bring a pen. How can I bring a pen? Do you see those names over here? Eh? How do I bring a pen? Man, how do I draw it? Hey. Pen? No. Anybody know how to draw the pen? Oops. Okay. Then what? Oh, over here. See those names? Pontius, right? Do you see that? Pontius is over here, right? Asia, over here, right? Cappadocia, over here, right? And then, what is this? Oh. Okay, you know all the red characters, all the red colors on the right hand, upper right hand corner, all the red colors is the place where he went to. This is nowadays Turkey, In first missionary, Paul's first missionary also come to part of these places. So we can see that at that time, Jewish people scattered around, and those Christian members live over there, then they form. So Peter wrote letters to them. So if your parents bring you to Turkey, it could be a good place to visit because you can see a lot of places where the Bible mentioned, the name that Bible mentioned. When I first got assigned to, I don't know if I share with you, to Greeks, to Greek, I was so joyful because all the cities I visit, many of them are recorded in the Bible. My flight landed in Thessalonica. I said, what? Thessalonica? This is supposed to be, first Thessalonica, second Thessalonica, right? And did I tell you when I go there, actually, it is not pronounced Thessalonica. It is pronounced Thessalonikia, right? And I realized, wow, they even use Greek over there. They even use Greek, right? Then I take train from Thessalonica to Athens, right? And we have a member living in Athens. And then the meeting place in Athens, actually not far from Areopagus. How many of you remember Areopagus? 亚历巴谷，谁记得亚历巴谷？ You don't remember Areopagus? Areopagus, yes. Timothy, what is Areopagus? Okay, Areopagus. Yeah, Areopagus is where Paul preached to a lot of philosopher in that area. And from that place, you can see a temple across that places. So, yeah, if you have a chance to visit Turkey or Greek, it's going to be very interesting, right? So just let you know where the location is. This is where the letter wrote to. This is verse 1 and verse 2. It's greeting. I talk about who is the author, who are the member to receive the letter. In ancient time, there was no Facebook, no YouTube, no tzc.org. So how member try to listen to or receive teaching from worker, it is through letters. And the waiter write to a church, they will read to the congregation. And that letter will most likely pass to next church to read so people can receive edification from workers later. Today, it's so easy. You just go to tjc.org and you got everything over there. You got thousands of video sermon over there. Now let's read chapter 5, 12 to 14. 1 Peter 5, 12 to 14. Maven, continue reading it. 5, 12 to 14.
Chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. 12. My son, salvation
So the letter was taken, brought by Sila, and then he especially mentioned that some other people greet with you in Babylon. Babylon, actually, Babylon referred to sinful world at that time because there was persecution. This could be, this could be Rome where he. Where the letter was written, huh? And especially address his son, Mark. So you understand the book of Mark, right? Four Gospel, book of Mark, written by Mark. Actually, Mark was very close to Peter, okay? So Paul was close to who? To Timothy and Titus. They are two true sons of Paul. And Mark, over here, he said, my son Mark, meaning that his successor, very close to him. Work close to him. So you can see that in all the books, in Matthew, Luke, and John, it all talk about how Peter walked on the ocean, right? How many of you will feel very excited if you're able to walk on the ocean? You must feel excited, right? Man, I have a chance to walk on the ocean, even though I walk maybe for two steps, then I fall. But at least I'm able to walk on the ocean, right? It could be one of my most, what? Pride? Proud? We shall not be proud, but memorable moment in my life, right? But guess what? Book of Mark purposely ignore this event. You can find this event in the other three books, but not in Book of Mark. So what did it teach us? You always try to hide your own, what? Your moment of glory, right? You are able to walk on the ocean. You try to demote yourself, promote the other worker. Before they receive Holy Spirit, they are fighting to be number one as the disciples of God, of Jesus. But later on, they try to hide themselves, try to promote their co-worker. So you can see most of the Mark's gospel information is from Peter. Because they are very close. And this is the ending, this is the conclusion of these books. And in between it, let's come back to the structure. Now, first chapter talk about the living hope. Let's read a verse for representation. Huh? Chapter 1, verse 3, Enoch. Chapter 1, verse 3. Yes, huh? Because of Jesus Christ, we got living hope. Oh, by the way, these books, maybe you remember, how many of you remember the testimony of Pastor Vuti when he was called? You remember Pastor Vuti when he was called? He went to Boston to do truth seeking. When he was asleep, there's a voice calling him, Vuti, get up and pray, right? And then later on, there's a voice telling him that, read 1 Peter. Remember that? Read 1 Peter. And at that time, he did not know where is 1 Peter. You know, it was in the Bible. He did not know where. He looked for it, and he said when he read it, all the words become like three-dimension. All the words just pop up from the Bible, become so living, and he shed tears. So to me, this book is, if we can touch our beloved brother, Pastor Vuti, I think it can touch many of you as well. If you are moved, if you pray enough, I think this letter could become 3D, three-dimension, and touch your heart. And over here it says that because of Jesus' resurrection and he allowed us to be born again, we have the living hope. In first chapter, from verse 3 to 25, always focus on the living hope. We will go into detail later on. Then chapter 2, talk about, then now you have the living hope. What kind of action you should take? You shall be like a newborn baby. You shall be like a living stone. So there are some action you shall take. This is from chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 10, right? Let's read chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1, Angela. Verse 2. So you have the living hope, therefore, right, what you should do after you have the living hope. Therefore, what you should do, you are a newborn baby now, you are born again. Now you should desire for the pure milk, and so forth, right? And then from chapter 2, 11 and on, it addresses to different parties. In the church, there are different parties, right? First one is the sojourners, chapter 2, verse 11. Sojourners. Sean, can you read? Okay, so Jonas, second party, verse 18. Continue. Servants, chapter 3, verse 1. Continue. Wife, okay. Chapter 3, verse 7.
Husband,
okay. And chapter 3, verse 8. Finally. Oh. Okay, so you can see address to different parties, right? Sojourners, servants, husband and wife. And then, yeah, different parties. So actually, this is supposed to be chapter 3. This one, right? Encouragement to different parties from 2:11 to 3:11. I mean 3:11. Can you add 3:11? 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth night, right? Chapter 3, verse 11, right? Are you with me? Okay. Now, after that, after address to those parties, finally he have a conclusion, and then he started to talk about suffering and last days. He inserted a message concerning suffering and last days, right?